You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3. How were Old Testament saints saved prior to the time of Jesus? Find out the answer to that and much more on today's edition of WGOD Radio.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. God bless you. This is Pastor Paul Esposito. I thank you for taking 15 minutes of your Tuesday to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Lord God, I praise you today. Praise you in the house today. Thank you for another awesome day here today. Lord, I pray for my extended family out here today. I pray your best for my family out here, everyone out here who's tuned in here today to hear a word from you today. Speak 100 different things to 100 different people today. Lead us and guide us all in truth and help us to be doers of your word and not just hearers. In Jesus' name, we pray these things, and I pray, amen. This is the last part of this message. We're in my favorite book of the Bible, the book of Galatians. I love doctrine, and I love Paul teaching on how we're saved. We're going to start off this program. We're going to answer that teaser right off the bat that we started today when I said, how were Old Testament saints saved prior to the time of Jesus? I mean, how were you saved if you didn't have the Lord Jesus and the gospel message right in front of you for you to either receive or reject? We're going to answer that right off the bat here. So I won't answer it, but let me answer it here in this sermon coming up in a moment. We're going to continue with chapter 3 for the rest of this week, looking at the law was. But we'll save that for another day. Let's continue our study here. I invite you out to Island Community Church tomorrow night, Wednesday night, 6 o'clock. We are in the book of Revelation. We're going to be starting chapter 2. Join us live if you can't make it on the Island Community Church Facebook page. That'll turn on live at 6 o'clock. But now here today is the next part of this message. Who has bewitched you?
Abraham believed God, and his faith was credited to him, accounted to him as righteousness. Salvation and justification is promised and guaranteed when God deposits faith in your credit column like Abraham. Abraham was saved the same way you and I are, which is why he says here in verse 6 the words just as. It says, just as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, therefore know that only those who are of faith are sons of Abraham. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel to Abraham beforehand, saying, in you all the nations will be blessed. Verse 9, so then. All right, Paul's like a good lawyer. He's proved it now. Now he's summing up. So then, those who are of faith are blessed with believing Abraham. The point Paul is making here is that circumcision is not what saved Abraham. His faith saved him and justified him. Verse 10, for as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. Look at that. The curse. For it is written, notice the next three words. These are all those that try to keep the law to be right with God. For it is written, cursed is, what's the next word? Say it louder. Everyone. Everyone. Cursed is everyone who does not continue in all the things that are written in this book of the law to do them. Cursed. You know what? That's okay, I'll get to that. He's saying here, everyone who still follows the Old Testament law to be right with God is under the curse. Now, with that in mind, I leave you today with this letter I want to read to you. And then a verse. Now, I've researched this to prove that this letter is true. It's not fake. This is a letter someone wrote to Dr. Laura. It goes like this. Thank you for doing so much to educate people regarding God's law. I have learned a great deal from your show, and I try to share that knowledge with as many people as I can. When someone tries to defend the homosexual lifestyle, for example, I simply remind them of Leviticus 18:22. Clearly states it's an abomination. End of debate. But I do need some advice from you, however, regarding some of the other specific laws and how to follow them. When I burn a bull on the altar as a sacrifice, I know it creates a pleasing odor for the Lord. Leviticus 1:9. The problem is my neighbors. They claim the odor is not pleasing to them. Should I smite them? I would like to sell my daughter into slavery as sanctioned in Exodus 21:7. In this day and age, what do you think would be a fair price for her? Catch the smugness. I know I am allowed no contact with a woman while she's in her period of menstrual uncleanliness, Leviticus 15:19. The problem is, how do I tell? I've tried asking, but most women take offense. Leviticus 25:44 says, I may indeed possess slaves, both male and female, provided they are purchased from neighboring nations. A friend of mine claims this only applies to Mexicans and not Canadians. So can you clarify, why can I not own any Canadians? I have a neighbor who insists on working on the Sabbath. Exodus 35:2 clearly states he should be put to death. Am I morally obligated to kill him myself? A friend of mine feels that even though eating shellfish is an abomination, Leviticus 11:10, it is a lesser abomination than homosexuality. I don't agree. Can you please settle this? Leviticus 21:20 states that I may not approach the altar of God if I have a defect in my sight. I have to admit I wear glasses. Does my vision have to be 20/20 to approach God, or is there any wiggle room there? Most of my male friends get their hair trimmed, including the hair around their temples, even though this is expressly forbidden. Leviticus 19:27. How should they die? Sharon, you need to post that on your wall. I don't do temples. I know from Leviticus 11:6 through 8 that touching the skin of a dead pig makes me unclean. But may I still play football if I wear gloves? I'm not done. My uncle has a farm. He violates Leviticus 19:19 by planting two different crops in the same field, as does his wife. by wearing garments made of two different kinds of thread. Wife wears a dress of cotton and polyester. He also tends to curse and blaspheme a lot. Is it really necessary we go to all the trouble of getting the whole town together to stone them? Leviticus 24:10. Couldn't we just burn them to death at a private family affair, like we do with people who sleep with their in-laws? Leviticus 20, verse 14. I know you have studied these things extensively, so I'm confident that you can help. Thank you again for reminding us that God's word is eternal and unchanging. Your devoted fan, his name is Jim. Now, allow Pastor Paul to add one more to that list, all right? James 2:10. Whoever keeps the whole law and stumbles at one point, where's the dog? Is guilty of all. Whoever keeps the whole law and stumbles at one point is guilty of all. Now, what's my opinion about that letter? My opinion is every word of it's true. Every word's true. That's the scary part for you. What are you going to do about that? This man in his smugness writes in all these things. Guess what? He's right. What are you going to do? You got bigger problems than that, friend. He's right. What's your solution? Thank God, friend. We have got a solution. And it's the next verse in our text. It says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. And that is the good news today. Someone's paid your price for your sins. Someone's redeemed you. Someone has set you free from the bondage and stronghold of sin. And his name is Jesus. And this is why we're here today. To worship him, the man in the glory. This is why we're here. All those curses are true and hang over your head today without a deliverer. Where do you stand? Ron, I asked you to go and start that song for me. Where do you stand?
Is the sea.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
And your radios are tuned in to W272BA, 102.3 FM and 91.5 FM, WMIE.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice.
And